This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, guys. I'm having a piece of chicken right now because I love leftovers. Went to a barbecue a few days ago, and so they serve chicken, and I take the leftovers. I just do. I don't care if, you know, I'm supposed to keep the food at the host. I'm going to throw stuff in my purse. And I don't know. I'm eating this chicken leg here. It's got a lot of cartilage. Do you guys eat dark meat or white meat? I love dark meat. White meat is too dry. It doesn't have the taste I want. Dark meat, I love dark meat. It's just always more tender and juicy and yummy. I don't know. I really don't like white. I eat a lot of chicken, but only if it's dark meat. And I'm looking right now at my chicken leg, or is it a thigh? I don't know what it is, and that is a really nice, meaty piece of cartilage. No, not a piece of meat, because I ate all the meat. Trust me, man. If there's a piece, there's a chicken leg around me, that meat doesn't last that long. But I'm serious, guys, about this, okay? This chicken leg, I'm assuming it's the tibia. I don't really know much about chicken anatomy, but I'm looking at this chicken leg here, and that is a nice, round, whopping, really healthy-looking piece of cartilage. And I don't know if any of you guys are looking for a business to make some money. I always come up with these good ideas, and I never do it myself because I don't have time. But if humans could have the same type of cartilage integrity that chickens do, we may not be having all the knee issues, hip issues, shoulder issues, all the other crap issues that we have. Honestly, my knees are shot. It is bone on bone. It's my fault. I used to run, and tracks weren't soft and bouncy like they have now, where you have these tracks where it's soft. You would just run on the sidewalk or asphalt or, up on the mountain or whatever the heck. You didn't have Air Jordans or anything like that. Although, excuse me, they say that when you do wear these shoes that have a lot of support, that could actually cause more injuries, which does make sense. I've twisted my ankle a lot. But all I know is I'm looking at this piece of chicken, and I'm looking at this cartilage, and it is so smooth, it is so round, it is so white, it isn't frayed. And, what do we humans go through? Well, first, when we're little, okay, we could bounce off of sidewalks and bounce off of trees, and, for the most part, we do pretty good. We're pretty limber, okay? And then all of a sudden, we start to get into our teenage years, or with sports or something, we start to hear the crack. And then we start to hear the clicks. And then we hear the pops. Kind of like snap, crackle, pop type stuff. And then your knee gives out. Okay, now, I'm not a guy. So I didn't go through what my boys went through with football and lacrosse and soccer and baseball. But I tried to do the heel thing. In the 80s, we were starting to, really make some cool looking pumps that you could wear with your jeans, and I needed to, try to find a husband. I was 13 years old, and I thought I would, marry as an old maid, so I'm trying to look for a husband at the age of 13, right? And so I started wearing the high heels, and you start twisting your ankle, and you start falling, and then you trip on a pothole. So then you start to, when your bones, right, get that force or that torque in that twisting fall motion, it's supposed to slide and just ease off the grooves of the cartilage, right? The cartilage is your shock absorbers. Well, you start to fray it and piece by piece. And so you start to thin it a little bit. And now here I am in my, you know, not 20 anymore. And it's like bone on bone. Now, I don't want to get a knee replacement. What I think I would really rather do is have one of you guys take some chicken cartilage, figure out why it be the way it be, and make it for humans. I don't really see that being that difficult. I mean, what else are you guys doing today? What else are you doing? Yeah, you're just listening to my show. What? Just something, you'll make like millions of dollars. I don't see why it's such a big issue. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, crap, I need a new password for work. You guys get that word at work? You got to change your password all the time? Yeah, I keep forgetting because it's the last day, and if I don't do it today, then over the weekend, I can't access my computer because I can't do it from home. I have to be on the server, and they don't let you link into the server. So, by the way, I don't know if you guys want to answer this. I put a poll on Facebook. What should I change my new password to? I just can't decide. It's really too much pressure. So one of you suggest UJ ampersand A5 underscore AAL hashtag. Not doing that one. One of you said open say me 12345. That's a good one. One of you came up with kind of a cuss word, so I can't say that one. Oh, how about Dr. Dahlia Rocks? Yes, that is an excellent password. Go ahead with that one. Rectum damn near killed him. Oh, that's a good one. Dr. Deuce, who comes on our show, says I should use my favorite pathogen as my password. I guess my favorite pathogen is chlamydia, so I could do that. But trust me, everyone at work would know that's my password, right? They think chlamydia is my middle name. Now, Chris goes, why don't you add numbers to the current one? So if my current password is my job sucks, then just go my job sucks 1 or my job sucks 2. And just keep doing that to change the password. Chris writes, it hurts when I pee. Oh, I get it. John writes, meatloaf. That's good. Dylan writes, have your password expired at 7/6/18. All right. Well, that's a good idea. Then I remember when it expired. Scott says, use 16 digits of your favorite food mixed with marriage date and spice. Okay, I don't remember when we got married, and all food is favorite, but spice, nobody would know that. See, but here's the problem. I tell you guys too much of my life. Go Knights Go 1. Oh, that's a great one. Expired password. Passwords stink. Who has time for passwords? That's from Daryl. And then Kat writes, I love Rick Springfield. All right, well, that. I love Viggo Mortensen. I could do Michael Fassbender loves Dahlia, right, like Joni loves Chachi. I'll figure it out. I'll tell you guys what password I came up with. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, Brad, and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I'm not going to say happy 4th of July weekend because we just did that last weekend. For those of you that think this weekend is 4th of July weekend, well, If the hotels and casinos and everybody in Vegas make more money calling this 4th of July weekend, then fine. But I don't know if I'd call it 4th of July weekend. I don't think we get a 4th of July weekend. But for those of you still on holiday, hope you're having a safe one. Okay, it's hot outside. A lot of people driving into my neck of the woods. A lot of people on the roads right now. Be safe. But I'm not going to say happy 4th of July weekend because I spent the last 6 days wishing everybody a happy America birthday. Happy 4th of July weekend. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, the jobs report came out. Pretty good news. U.S. economy adding 213,000 jobs. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Not so good. A hospital, Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, had to be evacuated due to possible tuberculosis exposure. We'll tell you what happened there. Then, there's a Washington hospital that people are saying is like going to hell because there's not enough staff to protect patients, and the nurses and psychiatrists are overworked there. We'll tell you guys what's going on there. Then, researchers are trying to figure out why kids lie and how to encourage our kids to tell the truth. I don't think I want my kids to learn how to tell the truth. I think I want my kids to know how to BS. You know, it's you have to be pretty savvy to know how to, you know, come up with an excuse and an answer. So I don't know. But, you know, for those of you that want your kids honest, we'll talk about that. Then there's a financial expert who is going to give some advice on how to take control of your money. Apparently, there's this little rule, this little approach you could do so you don't always go through your savings. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let me ask you guys something. If your doctor has a tattoo or a facial piercing, would you have a problem with that? Be honest. Be honest, because my medical students ask me all the time, you know, can I have both earrings in? Can I have one earring in? You know, I have a nose ring. I have a tongue ring. You know, I want to get some body art. I have a tattoo. You know, what? First, am I going to be able to get a job as a doctor, they ask. And then two, are patients going to want to see me? And I'd really like to get your opinion on this. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Would a tattoo or a piercing turn you off, or would you not care? Well, apparently there's a study that was done out of St. Luke's University Health Network in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that found that most patients don't mind when it comes to their ER doc. So researchers surveyed emergency room patients who rated their providers on a 5-point Likert scale on the perception of competence, professionalism, caring, approachability, trustworthiness, and reliability in their doctor. Their findings found patients had no perceived difference in any of those above metrics, and they, quote, assigned top box performance in all domains greater than 75% of the time, regardless of physician appearance. Now, this is kind of an important study. Having been an ER doc for a couple years, I don't think my patients cared. I mean, if my hair was a mess or, but I'll tell you when I think patients care. I think there's a little bit more to this. So in this one study, looking at ER patients, they didn't care. And they didn't think somebody was less approachable, less caring, less professional, less competent, less trustworthy, or less reliable. So can my medical students start breaking out their nose rings? No, 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 no. Now, this is how I feel. Okay, first of all, I think body art is amazing. What I see men and women, you know, choose and adorn themselves with in terms of tattoos and artwork, it blows my mind some of the most, you know, some of the things they could do. It's beautiful. And as long as, you know, it's being done with, you know, sterile equipment, and as long as the ink, you know, can't cause any medical sequelae, I'm a fan. Accessorizing with piercings, I have had to have some patients remove, you know, the tongue ring, and sometimes these nose rings make me a little nervous because, you know, they could trap some bacteria and stuff that could get into your nose cartilage. But for the most part, I don't mind guys with an earring and beard. I don't mind. You know, I mean, look, you know, we aren't really the stylish of folk, doctors. We got to wear the scrubs. We wear the white coat, you know, try to make something pop. That's fine. But here's the thing. Okay. First of all, this article, this study, they looked at emergency room patients. So when you looked at emergency room patients, I mean, they're already desperate for care. They're not going to give a damn. But what if your oncologist has like a skull and crossbones on their, you know, let's say you could see on their neck or on their chest, and they're, you know, telling you that your cancer is terminal. I just don't think that would fly. I don't. Now, so when it comes to doctors, and tattoos and, you know, piercings, even though I'm a fan and I think in the outside world it's great, I would recommend that we not use it in the medical setting. And I mean, here's why. When you get a piercing or a tattoo, you're making a statement or you're telling a story or you're adding character. You know, if I have body art, I want people to see it. I want them to see the art. I want it to be a conversation piece. If I have a little flashy earring or a little blingy earring, I want that to add some pop. Well, that's not supposed to be my main mission when I go to work. Okay? Patients believe that your main mission is them. You're getting dressed in scrubs for them. You're wearing a white clean coat for them. You're washing your hands for them. You're putting your hair back for them. A tattoo isn't for them. It draws attention away from them. I mean, you know, why were tattoos? Tattoos have been done, used for centuries in, you know, from ancient civilizations, you know, for a whole variety of things. You know, to show faith, to empower them, to, tribalize them and show they were a part of a unit. But, you know, one reason people, you know, use tattoos and, you know, piercings, et cetera, was to make them appear more formidable. You know, they're making a statement. And I think people have every right to do that. But when it comes to the patients, when it comes to that, the patients want to be the ones making the statement. The patients want to be the one garnering all the attention. They are the main focal point in the room. So that's why we as doctors, I think we need to keep it to a minimum. Now, you know, trust me. I wrote an article on this, and I found a Lord of the Rings tattoo of Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen. Oh, it's gorgeous. It is one of the most gorgeous tattoos. So Viggo Mortensen. I would love to get something like this, but I'm not going to because again, so I put a poll up on Facebook, right? And it's, you know, would you care if your doctor had a tattoo or face piercing? Kat writes, nope, not a fan, especially on doctors. Bud writes, not fond of tattoos on women, especially not very feminine. Ah, see, to me though, a woman, I would think a tattoo would make me sexier. You know, it's very interesting. I gotta bring up a point with that. So a lot of people on there say, no. You know, nah. Some people say, I don't care. You know, a female, it depends on what your preferences are, but my husband loves it when I wear a guy's sports jersey, or I wear his flannel shirt, or his cowboy hat. I think some guys think it's sexy when the girl goes, you know, into that realm. You know, I every now and then when I kind of get up on stage and sing, I don't sing the girl songs. I like to sing the guy songs. You know, like I'll sing Def Leppard. I'll sing a song that was sung by a man. And for me, it works because I'm not a girly girl. You know, I love my husband. I'm straight. I think I do better being in the male realm. And I think it just makes me look sexy. I just do. Sorry. So like for me, it's boxer briefs and cowboy hats and flannel shirts. So maybe I can't do the Viggo Mortensen tattoo. Although I think on me, that would look really sexy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. After 2 days of talks in North Korea, but none with Kim Jong-un, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says talks were productive, but North Korea called the talks regrettable and accused the United States of making unilateral demands for denuclearization. Pompeo says talks will resume as soon as next week on repatriating U.S. service member remains from the Korean War.
There will be discussions between the folks responsible for the repatriation of remains. It will take place at the border, and that process will begin to develop over the days that follow.
The North Korean statement said the unilateral demands on complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization that might rattle their willingness for denuclearization that had been firm. President Donald Trump plans to announce his pick for the Supreme Court Monday. All four finalists are said to be white, middle-aged federal appeals court judges with reliably conservative legal records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So employment growth was strong for a second consecutive month in June as the economy added 213,000 jobs. This is despite worker shortages and mounting U.S. trade tensions. Boy, is China ticked. Talk about that a little bit. But the unemployment rate, however, went up a little bit. Now, I guess the unemployment rate is calculated from a separate survey, according to USA Today, and it rose from an 18-year low of 3.8% to 4%. So it did go up a little bit, as 600,000 Americans, they say, including many, quote, discouraged workers on the sidelines, stringed into a favorable job market. So economists expected 195,000 payroll gains, according to a Bloomberg survey, and we have still another indicator of a strong economy. Now, why would the unemployment be up a little bit? Well, experts say job gains are going to slow because the low employment rate is making it harder for firms to find workers. And they think maybe the tariffs on imports could have some issues with some tit-for-tat countermeasures by other countries like China. But some, I guess, you know, economists are saying there's jobs out there, but we have a big pool of underskilled people for those industries. So, like, for example, there may be a lot more jobs in healthcare available. But if you have thousands of people that don't have medical training, they can't go into those jobs. So you see, they're unemployed even if we have jobs available. So they say wage growth, average hourly earnings increased 5 cents to $26.98. That annual increase has been unchanged at 2.7%. They said pay hikes haven't picked up as much as anticipated. In light of the historically low jobless rate, but economists expect annual gains to reach 3% by the end of the year. They say an acceleration of pay increases could prompt the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates more sharply. I'm expecting that. It wants to head off a spike in inflation. Industries that are hiring, according to USA Today, they say employment gains were broad-based as the private sector added 202,000 jobs. Federal, state, and local governments added 11,000. So even though we, you know, want to try to limit big government, we still had in this month an add of 11,000 jobs. Now, where was the biggest gains? Education and healthcare. Told you. Education and healthcare led the gains with 54,000. Professional and business services added 50,000. Leisure and hospitality, 25,000. They say manufacturers added 36,000 jobs despite trade concerns, and construction added 13,000. However, we had some cuts. We lost 22,000 jobs from retailers. That sector still continues to grapple with the shift from physical stores to online shopping. So, our labor force is growing. They say the 601,000 increase in labor force overwhelmed the additional 102,000 who were employed, according to the survey, and that's what caused the unemployment rate to rise 4%. So what does that mean for you or I? You know, we don't really talk a lot about jobs reports and the economy and, you know, it means the competition is still there. You know, we could have a great economy and, you know, we could have low unemployment, but the competition is there for you to have the skill to get the jobs that are available. And I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell which industries are going to be booming. And everybody says, well, computers and engineering and healthcare. And it's difficult to say because, like, even in healthcare, there's a lot of changes. So I was talking to my boss about the specialties and how I would recommend to some of the students some specialties versus another. And I told him when I was younger, I really wanted to be a cardiovascular surgeon or cardiothoracic surgeon. So these are the doctors that do the heart transplants, they do the bypasses, deal with, tumors in the lung. I mean, you used to be more general. Now they're more specialized. You'll just have heart transplant surgeons or just have, you know, pulmonary surgeons. But I wanted to be a cardiovascular or a cardiothoracic surgeon. That's what I wanted to do. And he had said, now it's shifting because we are getting so good with preventing the heart attack or treating heart attacks, that many times the cardiologists take that over. So, like, for example, let's say you have a blocked artery, and it's not completely occluded, such that we could put a little stent, a little, you know, cannula in there, a little tube that could keep that artery nice and open. Well, the cardiologist could do that. Your interventional cardiologist can do that. So let's say you have another artery, and that's an issue. Well, the cardiologist can do that as well. So you aren't seeing as many people needing bypass surgery where they have to replace the vessel. We have so many cool things and cool medicines now that less people are requiring a bypass surgery. And by the time somebody does need a bypass, it's not just a simple, all right, let's swap out, you know, the vessel. It's somebody that has multiple stents, probably early heart failure, a heart that has, you know, been subclinically damaged for years, that it's a case that's not just a simple cut and dry case. And so you see how certain industries, you would think that that, you know, field would always be robust because of all the heart disease, but you have other specialties that are heading it off at the pass. One cardiologist said they're actually seeing less work because we family doctors and internists are using the statins, putting people on their daily aspirin, keeping their diabetes in control. So, which is a good thing. But it's shifting. You know, the need in certain industries is shifting. So let's say, you know, you have a kid that's listening to the show. And again, I'm surprised because, you know, shouldn't he be in school right now? But anyway, so let's say that your kid is listening to the show and goes, you know what, I want to be a doctor. I can't tell him what type of doctor to be at this point. I have no idea what it's going to look like in 10, 20 years. Now, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahl, you have primary care. Tell everybody to go into primary care. You always need good primary care doctors. You do. But from an economical standpoint, and from how lucrative that business is going to be and how job secure that's going to be, I don't know what it's going to look like in 10 years, right? Many family doctors and internists are very easily being replaced by physician assistants and nurse practitioners. Nurse practitioners and physician assistants do amazing jobs. They're great, and they cost less, and their malpractice is less. So do we really want to, you know, tell a bunch of people to go into primary care when they could lose their job? If automation takes over, is automation going to, you know, be the forefront of medicine where you log on, you check your blood pressure through your computer, the computer tells you what to do with your blood pressure medicine? You didn't have to go to the doctor for that. Not that I want medicine to be like that. We do need humans and we do need instinct, but, you know, people are opting for robots and artificial intelligence. I think there was a study that came out saying artificial intelligence detected the tumors better than doctors did. I was like, oh, hell no. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, for those of you going, look, you know, I'm in a job. I'm afraid that in the next 10 years, we're going to be done for because, you know, I'm in retail or I'm in merchandise or I'm in, you know, you need to then maybe get some extra skills, get some extra training. And I wish I could believe those who say, oh, yeah, you know what, it's all about real estate or it's all about, you know, maybe real estate will always kind of thrive, but in which area? I mean, commercial real estate, I just see that, you know, really plummeting. I mean, you know, it's a hell of a lot cheaper to do things online and have some warehouses. So, good news, still low unemployment, but again, be cautious. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm really glad the Trump administration has done what it's done. I think, you know, we do have a lot of job growth with that and economy boosting, but I still think the worst is yet to come. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I want to know what the hell happened here. Two buildings at the Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. I was at Johns Hopkins about a year ago. It really is nice hospital. I expected it to be fancier because all the pictures you see, like this picture I'm looking at with Johns Hopkins, it looks like it's all glass and beautiful and pretty or whatever. But the average hospital isn't really very, very sexy. But, you know, the pictures, you know how to make it look sexy. But apparently two buildings had to be evacuated because people were exposed to tuberculosis. So a small amount of tuberculosis bacteria had been released while it was being transported between two of the hospital's cancer research buildings. This is according to a spokeswoman, Kim Hoffman. As you know, tuberculosis, we've talked about tuberculosis on the show, that it is a serious infection. It is serious. People used to die of it, and they would call it consumption. And both buildings had to be evacuated, and employees who were in the area when the incident occurred had to be isolated. They say now they're being evaluated by the fire department. Now, so far, they say, all indications are that no other individuals have been exposed. But they say the buildings are going to remain evacuated until cleared by public safety officials. So there was helicopters in the area. Helicopter footage by a news crew showed about 24 people standing outside one of the hospital's buildings. Some were dressed in hazmat suits. A spokeswoman for the fire department did not immediately respond for requests or comments. And as you know, John Hopkins is one of the top hospitals in the country. And it is a beacon that many of us in medicine, you know, wish to, we strive to be. You know, John Hopkins is, I never applied to John Hopkins. It was something that I wanted to as a little kid. And I just didn't because I thought they were too good, you know, that, you know, they wouldn't consider me. And I, you know, maybe I was right. So anyway, in 2016, they say about 10.5 million people became ill around the world with tuberculosis. 1.7 million died in 2016. They say a tiny fraction of those infections and deaths were reported in the United States. So let me kind of, you know, give you guys a little bit of scoop here. I actually wrote a PowerPoint on tuberculosis. For those of you who do not think I am prepared for these shows, you're right, but I wrote a PowerPoint that I want to share with you guys because I put a lot of work into this, and I kind of know a lot about TB. And so let me teach you guys something. I know, I wish my boss was here today. Oh my gosh, if my boss is here today, he'd be like, wow, man, she's teaching something on the radio. I know, but maybe he is. We'll see. So anyway, 1/3 of the world's population is infected with TB. Now let me repeat that. 1/3, they say, of the world's population. Now, somebody like, wait a second, you just said in 2016, 10 million people became ill. That's a big, okay, that's a difference. 10 million people acquired TB, but 1/3 of the world's population has it. They have TB. That's a crap load. If you have HIV, you could possibly be 26 to 31 times more likely, which is why people with HIV need to be checked. Now, these cases of tuberculosis, where are the majority? Well, they're not in America. They're in India, China, Nigeria, Indonesia, Pakistan, and South Africa. So it is pretty darn common. Now, tuberculosis is a bacteria. People are like, oh, it's a fungus. No, it's a bacteria. It's caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis, and it was actually discovered in 1882. And some of you will say, well, I don't get it because tuberculosis was killing people before. It was, okay? It was called consumption, but they didn't know what actually was doing it, was causing it. And Robert Koch, K-O-C-H, discovered it in 1882. Now, what's really interesting about tuberculosis is it's got this waxy coating on it. And this little waxy coating on its cell surface, I guess it's from mycolic acid, which is why it's called Mycobacterium. It makes it pretty tough. It makes it pretty resilient. And it needs a lot of oxygen. Tuberculosis, in order to grow, it needs a lot of oxygen. No, it doesn't grow in the ear. So it grows pretty slow. And it kind of likes air. It likes where the respiratory tree is, which is why the most common way to transmit tuberculosis is through aerosol. Or droplet through your spit, when you speak, when you breathe. There's moisture when you cough, sneeze, etc. Now, it can still grow on surfaces. In fact, they found that tuberculosis could survive in cockroach feces. Not sure where they decided to come up with that and start studying it. But they say tuberculosis can survive in cockroach feces for 8 weeks. If you huck a loogie on the carpet, it could live there for 19 days. It could live on wood over 88 days. It could live on soil, whether it's wet soil or dry soil, for 4 weeks. And they say it could even be in the environment for more than 74 days if it's protected from light. And if it's in feces, again, like your cat poop or dog poop, it could stay even longer. So there's a couple different types of tuberculosis. We got the primary, we got the secondary. So primary tuberculosis is where you get sick. It's your first infection. We'll see this a lot more times in children. But then secondary tuberculosis is where you kind of have a reactivation of a tuberculosis that was latent, and then it becomes active, so it's a secondary as opposed to your first time getting it. Very rarely do you get reinfected twice. But symptoms, I get nervous that somebody has tuberculosis if their cough doesn't go away. If you've been coughing over 3 weeks, that's an issue. If you're coughing up blood, that's not good. Now, you could cough up blood with bronchitis. You could cough up blood with pneumonia, lung cancer, etc. But I will always ask, is there any blood in your sputum? And if so, I want to test you for tuberculosis. If it hurts when you cough, if you've been losing weight, if you have fatigue, if you have fever, if you're sweating at night, chills, loss of appetite. So everybody says, all right, well, I'm going to get screened for it by getting the TB test. Actually, if you think you're exposed, the best way to screen is the chest x-ray. Okay, we want to see if it's sitting there in the lungs. Now, yes, tuberculosis could go throughout the body. It could hit the bone marrow, the liver, the heart, you know, especially if you're immunosuppressed. But for the most part, we look at, you know, the lungs. And so this is where it gets ugly. People cannot stand getting diagnosed with tuberculosis because the treatment stinks. If you have active tuberculosis, you are going to be on medicine for 6 to 9 months. This isn't a Z-Pak where you're going to get medicine for 5 days. We are talking 6 to 9 months. It's like carrying a baby. And we usually give you 4 medications. Isoniazid, rifampin, ethambutol, and pyrazinamide. Got to be careful because some of these could cause vitamin deficiencies. We got to watch the liver. We got to make sure uric acid doesn't rise. Now, what the American Thoracic Society said is, we could maybe shorten this a little bit. We could do 2 months of an intensive phase of all 4, and then we could do 4 months of a continuation phase where you do it maybe a few times a week. But if you have latent tuberculosis where it's in you but it's kind of hiding out, you know, the treatment may be different. If you have miliary, it's going to be different. So what tests should you get? Well, there's a couple tests. You could get that little TB test where they do a little injection under the skin. We call it subcutaneous. It's really kind of cool. Stick the needle. You could see the needle under the skin if you do it right. And then you put a little wheel, and so the little medicine leaves a little baby bump. And then we read it in a couple days. And if it's all indurated and it looks inflamed, et cetera, depending on how big, if it's like a centimeter and a half or a centimeter, depending on your immunity or if you're an immigrant, et cetera, it could be positive. So, you know, we recommend that, you know, if you do come from a country with high TB rates like India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, South Africa, Philippines, Pakistan, Bangladesh, you know, you might want to get yourself checked. 1-877-DEATH-DELHI.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.